We continue in worship this morning. We have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures and hear a word from God. This morning I'll be reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. It says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time together in worship. We thank you for this place that we might gather to be encouraged, to be reminded of your great love that you have for us, and to be reminded that we're not alone on this journey, but we are surrounded by the saints who have gone before and those who are still here walking with us and working with us to create a world where all know they are loved. So God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Well, we're glad that you're here this morning as we worship Christ together. We're thankful to Panoramic Voices for being with us and all the joy and talent they share with the community of Austin and beyond. You know, I was thinking about the scripture this week and how nowadays it's so easy to have filtered senses. Where we can see what we want to see, hear what we want to hear, smell what we want to smell. We can choose what news stations we watch or what websites we look up. We can now have headphones that have noise cancellation capabilities where we can tune out others at the push of a little button. We can eat what we want to eat and avoid foods that we don't think look, taste, or smell good. We have the ability to really filter our senses. In the same way, we also can get so used to things that we begin to convince ourselves that that's just the way they are. That maybe there's not a problem when there is a problem, and we almost become synthesized to things. Maybe it's the smell of something we just get used to, like a strong candle smell that's lit all day, every day in your office or your home, and you become just kind of, that's just the smell of the house. But when someone else walks in, they're like, whoa, what is that smell? You don't notice it, but it's powerful. Or maybe it's the person that we just get used to seeing as we're driving down the street on the side of the road every day, or the person we walk past on the sidewalk. Or maybe it's the siren that goes 3 times a day in our neighborhood and we just begin to tune it out. Or maybe it's the way that the news we know is always going to start with a tragic accident. It's just the way things are. We have filtered ourselves to be, that's just the way things are. In Matthew 5, Jesus is delivering the Sermon on the Mount, and it's a pivotal moment in his ministry where he imparts important teachings to his disciples, the Beatitudes, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. He shares these Beatitudes with his disciples on the mountainside, and immediately after the Beatitudes, he says, "You are the salt of the earth." Salt was important. Especially in the ancient days, it brings taste. It's a flavoring agent. For most people, when someone gives you a plate of food that maybe is bland, not up to snuff, you look around for the salt. most people, I'm not very good with salt needs. Whether there's a lot of salt or not, I just don't have that salt taste bud, I guess. But if you ask me about spice, I'll let you know I want the hottest of hot. But that's a different sermon. So this metaphor that Jesus is sharing with his hearers show how important and necessary they are and were to the welfare of the world. This metaphor of you are the salt of the world can be suggested that we are, as the body of Christ, to bring out God flavors in the world, to suggesting that Christians should make life more flavorful and meaningful. We're called to bring joy and positivity and goodness into the world, and we make it a better place. Salt was valuable, used for preservation and healing, and even as currency. It's far more important and was more important and valuable than the 99-cent jar of 2 gallons of salt that we can get at the store today. Jesus was telling to those listening, you right now, your identity, your purpose, your value is important. And you're called to be a transformative agent on this earth. As followers of Christ, we are to be preservers of goodness, enhancers of life, influencers for good, regardless of status or profession. The kingdom life is invaluable for the effect that it has on the world around us. He goes on to say, you are the light of the world. In Jesus' time, they had these small wicker oil lamps, which gave a little light in the average home that had few windows. They were effective when they were set on a lampstand. And even the smallest of them could chase away darkness. In just a few weeks, we'll be celebrating Christmas, and we all get our little candles, and we spread out throughout the sanctuary, and our little light that we each hold together lights up this gigantic room. In the same way, our lights bring light to the world. Demonstrations of the kingdom of God. This underscores the importance of visibility and influence, encouraging us to reflect the light of Jesus in our community. Because of the work of the Spirit in our lives, our transformation has produced a light in us, affecting every aspect of our life and being positive influences in a hurting world. In our chapel on Tuesday mornings, we love to have the kids pull out their lights and we sing together this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I think we're actually singing that here in a little while, and I want to see your lights all around the world. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Jesus entrusts us to be salt and light, to be positive change agents and transformation in our society. We're called to bring taste. We're called to bring light. We're called to be people that where others come to know God through us. And so when we don't like maybe how something is going in our city, or we have to ask ourselves, how are we influencing that? How are we being salt? Or did we lose our saltiness? Whenever we are discouraged about something that looks like it's dark, we have to ask ourselves, are we lighting it up for Jesus, or are we hiding it under a bushel? We have to be intentional about loving God and loving one another and using our gifts outside these walls and into the world. These verses were written many years ago, but they continue to be relevant. We continue to be called to be beacons of hope, to stand up for justice, to show kindness, to live with integrity, that our actions reflect our faith. We're called to be actively sharing our light with those around us. In Philippians 4, Paul tells us to let our gentleness be known to everyone. The word gentleness signifies humility and patience and steadfastness. Not submitting to injustice. Overcoming hatred. Looking for God in all things. What would it look like if we live this out? Having the assurance of all things that God is with us. The way we respond, that we might be salt and light, that our actions and our reactions share God's love. The hope of the church is found in Christ. We come together, we have fun, we influence the community, we also continue to grow in knowledge and understanding in our faith, that when we're tested and whatever comes our way, we have the courage and the willingness to lean upon the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus to get us through. And so, friends, may we share the salt and may we spread the light with the world around us, even when it would be easier to hold back or cover it up. God calls us and encourages us and asks us and tells us that we are indeed the salt and the light. So may we set our minds on Christ. That Christ will guide our lives as we live out this calling. And when we have that desire to filter our senses, may we make sure we're opening our eyes, our hearts, our minds, our ears, what God is calling us to do and be. Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for our call as your disciples to share your message, to be your hands and your feet, to open our senses to how you are calling us to influence the world around us in your love and your grace, in your hope, in your peace. And so, God, when it's so much easier to look the other way, to cover our light, God, may we have the courage to share you and who you are with the world around us. God, we love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray this day. Amen.